If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
This place is sold out and amped up. U.S. Cellular.
Looks like Dotel and Thornton in the bullpen.
Oh, do tell. Takes over.
The ball hit into left field. Quentin back. Yes, nice play. Nice read. Good jump. And that'll retire the side.
Octavio Dotel can run that fastball up there.
Tied for first for bullpen guys with 92 strikeouts. 12.48 strikeouts per nine innings. Is second in the American League. So when he's on big time.
He's only allowing a batting average of 210 against him.
Bases loaded for 2-2. Right down the middle, strike three. He got him looking.
Side retired. Dotel and company do a good job pitching around the error.
And a pitch to Alexei. Swinging a fly ball, dropping fast. Right center field. Anderson dives. Sox win. Great play by Anderson. Wow, what a game, Stephen.
And the Chicago White Sox are the American League Central champion.
I don't know how I'm doing right now. You know, we lost yesterday. One couple friends, one in the music business, and Octavio Dotel. He's been pretty sad. Besides, he was my player. I never go out with that many players. I never keep contact with them. The reason I keep contact with Dotel because we both like to smoke cigars, and we talk about it, my wife. I mean, obviously, we don't see each other because he lives in Dominican Republic, but we keep contact. It was kind of hard to believe we in this life. Hey, it's not an easy one, but we got to live it the best way we can.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Last night in the Dominican Republic, there was a tragic collapse of a roof in a nightclub. There are almost 80 people who have died. There are hundreds who have been injured. Pedro Martinez has said publicly that he has family members who are missing, and he's worried about them. And we know that one of the deceased is Octavio Dotel, who a lot of people were talking about, you know, pitch for the Cardinals, pitch for the Yankees, and pitch for the White Sox in a very important role. So we thought that we would invite someone who knew Octavio well on. It's our buddy AJ Pierzynski, who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. AJ, I imagine like anyone, when you are faced with a tragic event like this, the first thing is shock. When you think about Octavio Dotel, what comes to mind?
Just fun. I mean, legitimately just funny, smiling, always having fun. Never like seemed worried about anything that happened. I mean, this guy could go out there with a one-run lead and blow it in the eighth inning and just be laughing about it. It was amazing. He had a great perspective on life. He was all about fun. He loved music. He loved dancing. We heard Ozzy talking. He loved his cigars. He was just a fun person to be around. And I knew Octavio. I think I first met him in 1997 or 1998. he was just a special person, man. I mean, I remember 1998, we're in Double A, he pitches opening day. I think we beat him, and he's like, "I'm the Pedro Martinez of the Eastern League." And we're like, "What are you talking about?" And he went on to have a pretty good career, really great career. One of a great teammate, though. Fun, like I said, just fun. I mean, the smile was electric. He was just an awesome guy, man.
He was on 13 teams, AJ, and sometimes like dudes who bounce around like that are guys who are so talented, but nobody really wants to have them around. You know, that wasn't the case with him, right? He was good.
No.
He was good.
Oh,
and like everybody wanted him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. And once you got to know Dotel, that was what I'm saying. He brought a smile to people's face. There were times where Paul would do something kind of crazy and you're like, well, that was really dumb. And then he'd say something and you just laugh. He'd be like, okay, that makes up for him doing whatever it was that he just did dumb. So it was hilarious. It was always a pleasure to be around him. It was always a party with Dotel. Between the music, like I said, the dancing, the smile, it's just tragic, tragic news.
It's been a weird couple of weeks because, you know, we've gotten all the information about what's going on with Bobby Jenks, too. And then you have something like this happen. Just how are you doing, AJ? Like, I know that like this isn't easy for you to even come and talk to us about all of this stuff.
Yeah, it's life, right? I mean, Jerry Reinsdorf always told me he's at the age where he goes to more funerals than he does weddings or births, right? Birthdays. So it's sad, man. As you start aging, your friends start slowly but surely, you know, not this soon like with Dotel, but they, you know, you get these notices of guys being sick or guys having problems, and it sucks, man. It really does suck. It's one of the hard parts of aging and getting older. We all think when you play a sport for a living, you think you're 25 for the rest of your life. And when you're not, and the real reality of life starts hitting you, it's tough. But, you know, hopefully Bobby gets through it. Obviously with Octavio, man, I mean, just, I can't express how awful of news. When I first found out, I was like, wait, what are we talking about here? Cause I hadn't heard about the collapse. And then when the rumors started coming in, it was like, this can't be true. And then the people, and you know, you pray for Dotel and his family, but for just all the people that have lost their lives and the people that are still, you know, they're still searching for people.
Yeah.
So you just pray they get out alive.
Yeah. Talking with AJ Pruszynski here on Spiegel and Holmes and thinking about you guys, that those 2008 team and the 2009 team, those White Sox teams with Dotel, and you mentioned Paul Konerko. It's like, it's an interesting mix of people. Baseball clubhouses at their best are an eclectic mix of like a multicultural hodgepodge, right? Who were the connectors? Like, Dotel spoke enough English that he could be one of the connectors? Like, you need certain guys to kind of bring cultures together and bring the room together. Was he one of those guys? And who else were those guys on those teams?
I mean, listen, we had Dotel and Uribe on the same team. So, I mean, just imagine that locker room, right? Dotel, Uribe, Swisher was on that team, right? I mean, it was just, as you said, Orlando Cabrera, it was a hodgepodge. Jim Tomey, Jermaine Dye on that 08 team. It was like, yeah, hodgepodge, whatever you want to call it, a mishmash, whatever it is, of just personalities. But it was so fun. It was just such a fun group of guys. The story is Swish one time called Dotel and Uribe up to the front of the bus and said, hey, we're going to play name your teammate. And they got about three guys right, the first and last name. It was great. But they had a great time with it. They laughed about it and didn't miss a beat. I mean, you know, you have Uribe and Dotel up there, and you know, they knew Bailey. They didn't know Mark's first name. So, you know, and I was A-hole. And, you know, they Captain Konerko was Capitan. You know, it was just fun. You know, Quentin, they didn't know. They just were like Quentin. But they couldn't name first and last names. But it was just them, though. That was what was so awesome about it. They laughed about it, and we laughed about it, and it was nothing personal. It was just hilarious. And they loved every minute of it.
Now, man, I'm sitting there going, I can't imagine someone then trying to think of how to say your last name.
That's why they just called me A-hole. It was great.
Yeah, that's it. That was the only reason.
Uribe was like, hey, that's all. They didn't even try with the last name.
I mean, but that's a beautiful thing, isn't it, about a clubhouse? Like, you might not hang out. You know, growing up, you might not picture yourself hanging out with all this mix of people and this mix of cultures, but in a clubhouse, it's all love and everybody working together. That's an amazing thing about the game, isn't it?
That's one of the best parts. And as a former player, it's one of the things you miss the most is being able to spend time with these guys, hang out with them in the clubhouse and get to know them on a personal level. I mean, Dotel, like I said, he was driving a Lamborghini around Chicago. We're like, Dotel, do you even have a driver's license? You know, he's like, in Dominican. And we're like, does that translate? And he's like, you know, I can get from downtown to the field. So, I mean, it was just that's one of the – when people say, do you miss playing? No, but you miss hanging out with the guys and having fun and being able to talk to people from different places and cultures and not only getting to know them, but, you know, learning how they tick is the most fun.
What do you think that did for you?
What do you mean?
Like having a bunch of different people in a clubhouse, like what do you think it did for you? Like how it shaped you or changed you?
Oh, it opens your eyes to a lot. I mean, especially when you're younger I remember when I first signed, I was 17 years old. I go into a clubhouse in Fort Myers with the Twins and I'm looking around, there's half the team doesn't speak English. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be an interesting summer. Right. And then you start talking to these guys and you learn that, you know, we all come from different places. We're all people. And we all care about one thing, especially in that clubhouse. And that's playing baseball, trying to win and get to the next level. And then when you get to the big leagues, it's the same thing. I mean, people come. I've had Japanese, Venezuelan, right, Curacao, Dominican, Puerto Rico, you name it. You have Canadians, you have everybody, and everyone just comes together for a common goal. But you also get to know that these people come from different places. And when you hear some of the stories, it's amazing that they made it to where they made it. I mean, just because of their background, and it's great because then you become friends with these guys, you become lifelong friends with these guys and from different places. And, you know, if I picked up the phone, if he was still here, Octavio Dotel, and I called him, he would answer and we'd have a great laugh and we'd talk about old times and he would have a smile on his face and we would move on from that. But it's just an incredible bond you build with guys that you literally bleed, sweat and cry with these guys and smile and just you learn so much about life.
Man, AJ, that's the best stuff about sports right there. It's so awesome to hear you talk about it. And frankly, even as sports fans, the ability for us to like start conversations with absolutely anybody about a ball game we probably both just watched or we both were at, like that's the best stuff that sports can do is bring people together, isn't it? That's like top of the heap what it does.
Isn't that what sports are for, a distraction? Isn't that what sports are for, is a distraction from life and from every day? And then when you're you know, when you're in it and you get the fortunate enough to play it, right? And it becomes a job, but you always have to try to remember, you know, this is a distraction for the 30,000 people that are watching you and the people watching you on television. It's something to get away from their everyday life and they pay their hard earned money to come watch you. So you try to put on a show for them. And that's what I think sports are meant for is, yes, it means a lot to people. Yes, it's everyday life, but at the same time, it's a distraction for most people from their 9-to-5 job they have.
AJ Przinski joining us here. You can check him out on Foul Territory. He's awesome. Pretty much everything he does, he's awesome at. I noticed that you are wearing your Florida Gators cap today, AJ.
I don't know why I would do that. I don't know. I'm not sure why I would do that. But something happened I was at a game on Monday night, and I thought there was a trophy or something handed out. I'm not sure.
Wait, you were at the game? You went?
Of course I was at the game. Think I'm going to miss that?
I love it.
Man, so did you see Jim Nance? That'd be a really good like media fight of alumnus.
I did not. I did not see Jim Nance, but I'm sure he was probably not dry-eyed after that ending, especially when they didn't get a shot off. But I was jumping up and down going crazy, so I had a great time. Yeah, I was saying, hello, friends. Florida wins again.
Who'd you see? Was there other Florida alums or Florida pals that you're hanging with?
I didn't really, because I was kind of all the Florida people that I knew were on across the court from me. I don't know if you've ever been to Alamo Dome for a game, but it was weird because we weren't that far up, probably 25 rows up from the court, and it looked like we were.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7 miles away because it's like super flat, right? It's not, it doesn't go up, it just goes out. So, and all my Florida people that I knew were on the other side of the court. So it would have taken me 2 hours to walk around and talk to them.
What's it like for you to be in some of these spaces where, as a fan, you get to emote? Well, look, you were an emotive player, but now, like, you're going, whether you're going to a basketball game, I'm sure there's probably WrestleMania stuff. Like, what do you think of that part of your life now that you get to share it as a fan?
I get excited, sometimes overly excited, I think, depending on who you ask. And, you know, I've actually grown up as a fan. I used to get super mad at losses, and now I've kind of just learned to accept them. But yeah, sometimes I get excited. I try to keep it in check, but there are times where I just got to let it eat. And, in a moment like that, when they win a national championship, it's a fun time. And, it's hard. I mean, I get to watch my kids play sports very competitively, and it's hard to just sit there and act like it doesn't bother you. Cause deep down, I mean, it eats at you.
AJ's doing great work over at Foul Territory, and Kenny Rosenthal swinging by and doing the stuff that he does with Foul Territory and Fair Territory. And I watched the clip of Kenny saying to you that the Vlad Guerrero Jr. signing is good news for Kyle Tucker and bad news for the Chicago Cubs. What was your reaction when he said that to you on Foul Territory?
I wasn't surprised. Listen, Kyle Tucker's playing it out. Now, Vlad Guerrero wanted to stay there, and I said this on there too, that he played the Blue Jays perfectly. He wanted 14 years, $500 million. Guess what he got? 14 years, $500 million. He put the pressure on them. The difference is I don't think the Ricketts family and the Cubs are going to bow down to it. And if I'm Kyle Tucker at this point, I just play it out. I'm so close now. I know Vlad was only 1 year away, but he wanted to stay there. Kyle Tucker's only been with the Cubs for, 3 months now? So he doesn't know that much. Vlad was raised by the Blue Jays. Came up with them. He was born in Canada. So it meant more to him to stay there. Where Kyle Tucker's like, dude, if it was the Astros, it'd be a different story. But he's like, I got traded to the Cubs. I don't know these guys that well. So he's going to test free agency and get paid.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I mean, the Blue Jays thing that they put out today included like the Vlad Jr. picture of him as a little kid in Montreal when his dad was playing there, in Toronto when his dad was playing there. It's like, I mean, the lineage is such. Do you think the Cubs have the stomach to go above $500 million? Because Kyle Tucker is a better player than Vlad Guerrero Jr. He's a more valuable player.
You tell me. You're the Cub fan. I'm not a Cub fan. I know the White Sox wouldn't do it, so you tell me.
I hope so, man. I hope so. Like, if there's anybody that you're going to pay, this is the guy. This is that skill set, you would think this is the guy. So it's time.
You would think. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see if they open up them pocketbooks and wallets and put some money in them. It's not like they're gonna be decent. They should win the Central this year again. So there's gonna be more money in their pocket when they get to the postseason. They should. We'll see if they do, though. But if not the Cubs, then who? It's the real question.
AJ, what'd you think of the Cena heel turn?
I loved it. Are you kidding me? I've done that turn before. I did that when I first wrestled, I was the face, and then I went to the heel. It was so much more fun being the heel. You can say whatever you want as a heel, and people love it. It doesn't matter what you say. You can just call people names. I mean, I was calling Rick and David Eckstein and all kinds of names out there, and people are going crazy. It's so much more fun to be the bad guy. Trust me.
I like this, too, with him because he has been a face for so long. The fact that he can now kind of let it eat a little bit on the microphone and with his deeds, I think it's great. It sets Cody up really, really well.
Agreed. And it's going to be a great Was WrestleMania this weekend. Is it this
next weekend?
Yeah. Next weekend, sorry. So listen, they've set this thing up perfectly. I want to see how they end it because you know at some point Cena's got to get the belt right to tie Flair right. That's the whole thing or pass Flair whatever it is for the most of all time. So they've got to figure out a way to do it. I don't know if they'll do it at Mania, but they've got to figure out a way to make it happen just so that they can say you know their WWE guy is the lifer at WWE has the most championships of all time.
Were you aware, AJ, that Jerry Reinsdorf absolutely adores David Eckstein as a player? Did you know that that's his favorite player?
I thought it was someone else, but if you say that,
we've actually got tape of it, AJ, and it's strange considering you know you played for him, Paul Konerko played for him, Frank Thomas played for him, but yeah, this is Jerry talking about why he loves David Eckstein.
Well, what I like is players are being taught how to play baseball. How to play baseball. You know, one of my favorite players over the last 10 or 20 years was David Eckstein. David Eckstein couldn't run. He couldn't hit. He couldn't throw. He couldn't field. There's only one thing that he ever did, and that was beat you.
So that's the context. He loved David Eckstein. Your thoughts? Yeah.
Maybe that's why he didn't sign me back after 2012 because he saw me rip up his children's book once in the ring. I don't know.
Maybe that's what it was.
Your heel turn on David Eckstein, that was the problem with the White Sox relationship.
It's
that makes
crazy.
Sense.
Next time when I see him, I'm going to ask him about that.
You should. You 100% should. AJ, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, two things.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Before we go, two things. One, I want to talk about City Cruise that I'm doing with Hornblower City Cruises. Me and Ozzy, you guys have Ozzy on all the time. Jermaine, yeah. Creedy Pods. Three chances to sit down with us. It's a buffet dinner, open bar. So it'll be a good time. Make sure you guys come out. And second of all, when we talk about the White Sox, their new City Connects, if those are the real City Connects, I mean, that's the most unimaginative thing I've ever seen in my life. They took the Bulls White Sox combo giveaway thing and they made that into something they can sell. I'm like, this is the best we could come up with. They went from the best City Connect to the first one to these that are like, they just seem like they were like, okay, we'll just take the Bulls logo and put it on a White Sox jersey.
I said it yesterday during transition that I hate it. Like if this is what it is, it's very lazy.
And they're so good at merch. They're usually so good at merch.
I agree.
So this is a misstep if that's the case.
It's really bad. Thanks, AJ. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Prayers of the people in the Dominican.
Yeah,
100%.
That's a real deal.
I don't know if you've seen the video of it. It's terrifying because there's a band that's on stage, and you could see people kind of reacting to like a piece of the ceiling falling, and there are people who are walking away from the dance floor as it happens, and then it's just darkness. Like the rest of the roof collapses, and AJ's right there. They're working around the clock, like doing the excavation, trying to make sure that if there are people that are still alive underneath all of that rubble, that they get to them and get them to a hospital as quickly as possible. It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is terrifying video. And it's just, it's such a vibrant and exuberant people, man. Having been down there a couple times, and my brother goes down a lot and has some good friends down there now. And it's just like, and you know it from the baseball players you've observed and their team in the WBC. It's just everybody down there is a really, really lovely, kind, welcoming, and exuberant people. And to see that is really, really sad. You see Nelson Cruz's sister named Nelsie Cruz, who was a politician of sorts, was one of the ones who was dead down there as well.
I did not see that.
Yeah, so there's Tony Blanco, another former player, Tony Blanco, and as you mentioned up top, Pedro Martinez, concerned for members of his family that were involved in that. So a brutal disaster.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks, AJ. I love that. I love AJ talking about connecting with people. Because, you know, AJ wasn't always the easiest person to connect with.
And think about AJ growing up in Florida. You know, it's like it's depending on, and some of these guys, like, and you see it today. You see it in all these locker rooms today. It's one of the beautiful things, and for him to appreciate it like he does, and to miss that about the camaraderie of the game, like, you know, hanging out with people and just connecting. Yeah, I thought that was beautiful stuff.
It was really cool. I don't know if you saw, Spiegs. I posted on Twitter last night one of my first score memories. I was a part-timer back in 2008. You guys know Jesse Rogers. Our listening audience certainly knows him from national ESPN baseball reporting. He's up the dial, too. But he started here at the Score, Jesse did. He was a great reporter for us. And
he's a great guest booker, maybe the best guest booker of all time at the Score.
Don't upset Shane. Don't upset Shane.
It's too late.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
No, sure, but he used to look people's names up and call
just call the hotel.
Yeah. But go ahead.
But so anyway, so 2008, you know, we at nighttime, Lawrence, you remember, like, you would alternate shows, like during football you do shows with Doug.
Yep.
But then we had baseball shows that would be on during baseball season, and the night
before, John Cangelosi.
Yeah, exactly. Jesse was hosting one night, and he brings in an in-studio guest. It's the night before Cubs Sox, and it's Octavio Dotel. And he came in with a bottle of red wine, crushed the bottle while he was on air with Jesse, and could not have been cooler. And he spent like an hour with us that night. And I was like, I was young in the business. I was like, oh, this is just how it is. These are all big leaguers are like this, and they just come in studio here, and they'll do the show with us. Yeah, this is great. I've definitely made the right career choice.
You're like, I love working at the Score.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would just think, I wish I would have had a picture. We didn't even podcast shows back then, I don't think. So there's no real record of it that I could find. But that was just a really cool experience. And he was just a really fun guy. And everything that you heard AJ say and everyone else say. Oh, when all the teammates come out and talk about how much they love the guy, like, yeah, he was a walking vibe. And he was a hell of a pitcher in 2008, man.
That's such a great story. I love that. Him hanging out all night for an hour. That's amazing.
That's a beautiful eulogy, Tanny. Like, for real. That's the way it should be. That's how people should be remembered. When we come back, something that we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you need some validation, Mr. Spiegel.
Yo.
I think an NFL reporter provided it for you.
I think so.
We'll share it and talk about it next here on The Score.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.